Hi, I'm Sean Sutner, Senior News and Features Writer for Search HR Software at TechTarget. I'm here with Cliff Stevenson, an HR Tech Analyst with the Brandon Hall Group. So, Cliff, thanks for being here with us today.
Yeah, excited to be here.
Oh, sounds great. So we're going to learn a little bit about the GDPR today and how it affects HR Tech. So the GDPR, or the General Data Protection Regulation, it goes into effect in May in the European Union, including the UK. So, Cliff, I guess, what is the GDPR, and why should US-based HCM vendors and other HR technology companies pay attention to it? The GDPR appears to have a substantial impact on any organization that does business in the EU, but how does it specifically affect, let's say, US-based HCM companies?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. Really, although it is an EU regulation, it's really protecting EU citizens, and those citizens' digital rights. These regulations actually have been in place before. This is really just an offshoot or sort of a continuation of the Data Protection Directive, but that was back in 95. So obviously quite a bit has changed. And it affects HCM vendors and really anyone working in that space, because if you have any EU citizen, regardless of what they are, these protections are designed to cover them.
So how big a deal is the GDPR? And also, what kind of HR data would be most affected by the GDPR? Would it be just general employee data, or hiring, job performance, you know, health record, health benefits, stuff like that?
Yeah, it's very far-reaching, actually. It covers what the EU defines as personal data. They specifically define that as any information relating to an identified or identifiable natural person. So basically, if it's data that is personal to you, could be anything, your name, your address, your date of birth, that falls under these protection guidelines. It's a big deal. We have a lot of these regulations already, even within the U.S., and these protections already existed. What's really changed is that there's now compliance penalties. You know, you can be fined. There's going to be a bit of a grace period after May, but there's going to be some pretty severe crackdowns after that. And it's still unclear just how much they're really going to go after organizations. But I think that the best bet is to be on the safe side of these regulations.
Yeah, I see a lot of consulting firms and in the HR space are, and other tech spaces are really helping to advise clients on how to do this, how to comply. But how are the major HR tech, HCM vendors dealing with the GDPR? I know Workday, SAP, Lever, among others, are already touting some of their systems as GDPR compliant.
I think probably the major one you're going to see is just the portability of data, right? Allowing your data to be transferred to another organization. But probably even bigger than that is the right to be forgotten, or the right to deletion, which is saying that after you are no longer an employee, your records need to be removed. So that's probably the biggest one that's out there. Your records, if needed or if requested, need to be removed.
So how would, let's say, Workday or SAP make it possible for their employer clients to delete personal data? I mean, isn't that data sometimes sort of bound up with lots of other kind of data in the company's data structure?
Exactly. So that's really where the changes had to be made, is in how that data is warehoused and stored and how it is tied together, so that it no longer becomes part of sort of a general record, but is tied specifically to a person. Without going into all the technical aspects, that means that there's two things that have to happen. They've got to change their structure as far as how it's stored, or already maybe they had that structure, but also how it's collected, right? Because there's somewhat of a competing interest between wanting everything to be anonymous in certain cases, but also does need to be able to be tied to an employee, so that employee's data does have all the rights now needed for GDPR. So that requires a little bit of change in the current structure. And keep in mind, most of these will be very behind the scenes for the end user and for the employee, right? But for the administrators and for HR professionals who are using these systems, it's still a good idea to be aware of what is happening and what changes might be made? And those are questions that any provider would be happy to answer.
Okay, so one question I had is, how will the GDPR regs affect employers' abilities to sort of mine social data and other kind of publicly available data, like, for example, in talent acquisition, recruiting, even performance management?
I don't believe GDPR will really have too much of an effect on that public data. In fact, if anything, especially in the U.S., recent cases have allowed for mining of LinkedIn, for instance. And this is the part where I throw in the caveat that I'm not an attorney. For any questions regarding legality, please consult your corporate attorney. But it seems as if most of the publicly available data will not be affected by this, at least for most instances we would be using it within the HR profession.
Okay, so on the other side of the issue, how does the GDPR affect U.S.-based employers with workers in the EU on the employer side? I mean, obviously they would have to comply with the EU, but would they have to comply with the GDPR in the U.S.?
They would. So if it's an EU citizen, even working abroad, they are protected by EU regulation. The easiest way this is being done, and the way that we're seeing it from some of those larger providers you mentioned, is just treating all employees as if they fall under GDPR, right? Giving them the same rights and making sure that they have that portability, that there's the ability for attestation, right, to give the employee rights to give some sort of permission or consent to things like deletion or portability. And so those regulations really have just gone pretty much across the board, because there's none of those that are necessarily harmful or cause undue work for any employers. They've really fallen mostly on the shoulders of these larger providers, of these HCM providers, and they've taken the necessary steps to make sure that they are in compliance already so that they aren't, you know, becoming a liability to those people that use them.
Okay, so how difficult will it be for employers to comply with the GDPR, and what are some of the technologies that they'll need to use? Are they all built into the different components of the HCM system? Also, how will HR professionals need to work with their companies, CIOs, and IT people on the company's data structure so to comply with these personal data protection regulations?
Probably the easiest thing to do is consult with the HCM provider. If you have one of the larger ones, they've more than likely already been sending out information, both educational, just describing what GDPR is and what you need to know about, and then also technical, right, for people more on the IT side. So they need to know what might have changed as far as data structure and governance and warehousing. So that's probably been out, but it's a good idea always, especially if you are a person that has some responsibility in this area, to just double check and make sure that everything's gone there, and just contact your HCM provider and ask them. If you have one of the smaller providers that purely U.S.-based, right, that has no footprint at all in any foreign country, this would probably be a good idea to very directly get them on the phone and talk through it and make sure that everything's covered. If there's coming in a later update rather than already existing, it might be a really good time to make sure that you are very hands-on about what's going to happen and what will happen. If you do not have any sort of HCM technology, and you have EU employees, this might be the time to begin panicking, because you're running up into about 3 or 4 months now before things really kick in. And maybe this will be a good impetus to take some of these things and see some value in automation. Although I will point out that this is really reminiscent of ACA requirements that we all went through about 2 or 3 years ago. So if anyone recalls that, remember that it wasn't much ado about nothing, but it certainly was a lot smoother than perhaps we were prepared for. It just required some education and some good conversations with our providers and partners to make sure that we are completely covered in the regulation.
And before that, don't forget Y2K was said to have inspired. Was said to have inspired a lot of the ERP installations.
Indeed.
So can we kind of finish up here, Cliff, and just tell our readers and listeners a little bit about a couple of the features inside the GDPR, such as the right to be forgotten that you mentioned earlier, and privacy by design and privacy by default?
Sure. I'm going to start with the right to be forgotten, which has a few other names, you know, the right to deletion, et cetera. That's something that we may see in the U.S. as well. There's a lot of private push for that. So that's another reason why we're seeing it kind of across the board. It's what it sounds like. It's the right to have your data erased. If you don't necessarily want it being held on to by any organization, certainly any employers, and this, keep in mind, right now when you apply for a company, they're keeping your data. So I think this is what makes people a little bit nervous, starting to realize just how much of their data is out there, sometimes very personal data. So it's just the right to have that information removed from the record. The privacy by design is, I think, hopefully another one that's well-named. That's another one that is saying that, you know, just you have to have optimized data protection standard, right? It's no longer a sort of tier system where an employer might pay for better privacy standards. They're just now required as part of the framework. A lot of this is on the technical side. So again, as an employee, you might not even necessarily notice it, but certainly if you're on the developer side or implementation, you will. And again, these are just heightened privacy standards, security standards regarding who can see what, role access, you know, and how these things, how your data is transferred and held.
All right. So Cliff Stevenson of Brandon Hall, thanks so much for being here with Search HR Software and TechTarget. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I really enjoy talking about this. As nerdy as it is, it's important. And it's always, I think, a positive thing whenever we see increased security and privacy for our workers.
Yes, indeed. Thanks so much.